So I'm praying with her. And this is now 2016, end of 2016. Of course, she's now gotten into election. I would go during the campaign period to hang out with her. And I was like, I don't even know how you do this, you know? So it was a different experience for me altogether.
From, of course, you rightfully said it's her story to tell. Yeah. But from your experience, what was those things that, because now you're talking about campaigning outside Nairobi. From what was that experience for you like?
First of all, it's campaigning outside of Nairobi, and then it's a woman campaigning. That's a whole different story altogether. Maybe I'll write a book about
it. Yes.
But women in politics go through a whole different experience compared to men in politics.
Mm.
You know, like for her, because she was principled, there are things that she wouldn't do, like hang out late because you want to convince a certain group of people to do or to support you and all that stuff. What men can do, you know, men can easily go and hang out for hours on end without necessarily like being held to other responsibilities that a woman would be held responsible to, you know, and other things that I think, like I said, it's her story to tell, so I don't want to steal that line.
Yes.
I mean, to steal that show from
but
her.
What from your perspective, I mean, did you, is it, is what were you learning, what are you beginning to see and be like, okay, fine?
First of all, I watched her transition from a technocrat to a politician, and I thought, wow. You know, it was a different, politics is a different ballgame altogether.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't go there with English per se. You mm-hmm. have to go there with the, you know, the grassroots. When they say vitu kwa ground different,
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to relate with the people. You have to be able to engage with them in a way that they understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then for her as a woman, you have to balance your family and your other responsibilities together with this. She was still going through a lot of challenges at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me watching, I was watching God at work because of my process with her. Because
uh-huh.
remember, my assignment is pray her through this process. And all I'm thinking is, God, I hope that she makes it. I hope that she, you know, gets this, so that it's a testimony of the thing that she's been through. Because she too was really believing God for her story to turn around. And being at the forefront, watching that happen at the time was, in my view, an amazing and invaluable experience for me.
This is so powerful. Majority of the people who are watching this, and majority, I mean 99.99999% of the people, we only have a one-sided view of Governor Anne Waiguru, and that is the view that the media has played. I call this channel Clean the Airways very intentionally, because I understand the power of media in terms of shaping narratives and perceptions of how we view people.
Mm-hmm.
If every single media station in this country tells one story from one side of the coin, whether it's true or not, that's the only side people will see.
Will believe, yeah.
Will believe, right or wrong, that's the only side they'll believe. But that doesn't change the coin from having heads and tails.
Yeah.
To make the whole coin, you can't just talk about the heads
yeah.
perspective. So hearing your narrative already is boggling my mind.
For me, again, I mean, I would say that if it was in a different interview, in the sense that it's the power of media indeed, you know, in the power of the stories that are told, and having now worked, which I'll explain later on, having worked in that space with media and in the political space, you get to see how narratives are skewed towards one direction
yep, yep.
to make the populace believe that side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was, if you ask me today, you know, what is this true or is it not true? At that point, for me, it doesn't matter. You understand? Mm. Because I'm on a different assignment altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like being asked, is Jesus the Son of God at that point? Or the disciples were being asked to testify of things that everyone else was saying,
mm-hmm.
this guy is claiming to be.
Mm-hmm.
But their experiences, in fact, the one thing that I would say was, like that man who was healed by Christ, you know, he says, for me, I was blind and now
yes,
I see. I don't
yes,
care whether he operates by
yes,
this and
yes,
this.
Yes.
It's almost like my tunnel vision is God.
Mm.
If God tells me, do X, Y, Z, whether I like it, I want to, I believe, or I what, that's like besides the point. It's the ability to embrace the mind of God. And then to have that unique experience with God. Throughout that journey, regardless of what everyone else is saying, because
mm-hmm.
I did get all those kind of, you know, questions like, okay, what are you doing?
Yes,
especially because you're a prim and proper girl, like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
that's what I'm telling you. I'm loving that. So, first of all, two things. First and foremost, there's something that you've said, and automatically you have broken barriers in my mind, because I understand you've talked about the transition from minister to politician.
Mm-hmm.
Like that already, remove everything else, is brilliance on its own.
Mm-hmm.
because that is, that shows the amount of commitment, hard work, skill somebody has to be able to enter the mind frame where they can do that.
And remember, at this time, God is also dealing with her. That's the other thing that people don't know about it. For me to be there, it means that there's something that God is doing with her. And so she's literally fighting off a whole lot of things on the outside, but trying in her, to the best of her ability, to maintain that this is something that God wants her to do as well, you know? And so it's not just doing it because it's the next best thing to do, to take advantage of the fame that has, you know, come of it. But it was, I need to do this because I sense in my spirit I need to do it. In fact, the day the conversation started that you know, she needs to, or she wants to run, it was more of, okay, that's the thing you want to do, then we bring it before God in prayer and incubate it, because that was my role, like I said. Incubate it, hold it before God until it becomes whatever he wants it to be. And that's as much that I think we should.
Yes, but for your story, what's blowing me is, because again, it's your story, but it's the same narrative that has been there throughout. There's, what is this Chile doing? Like, doesn't she read the newspapers? What, you get what I mean?
At this point, I mean, if you look at everything that I've talked about, there's no one in my life at that point that could tell me something that would sway me from what God was telling me. And the people that would have the kind of voice to influence me would already know the mind of God by the time I am aligning to something.
Okay, yeah.
So, like I said, you have to be able to safeguard yourself to stick to what God. And like I said at the beginning, the path to walking with God will always take you through controversial pathways.
Ah, this was controversial.
Lonely pathways and very demanding on your flesh, on your time, on your mind. But it's extremely rewarding. And the highest reward is God himself.
Would you say you're feeling extremely rewarded from the time that you had?
Beyond a shadow of doubt.
Okay.
So. And the reward cannot even be quantified by things that men can get. You know, the assurance when God says, this is my begotten son in whom I am well pleased. I live for that. You know, I strive for that, to hear him say, I'm actually proud of you. I'm happy with you. I'm pleased with you. And that's what faith is. When you read about the whole, you know, the whole of Hebrews 11. We're told in many times, the way we've been taught faith, it's that it's a thing you have to do. No. It's a thing you respond to when God actually quickens you to do something. When he says that by faith, Abraham, you know, left his father's house and, you know, went into a land that he did not know about. Or by faith, Noah built an ark. It's by faith. It means that when they had God, they built an ark. When they had God, they did. So my life has always been, when I hear God, I do, regardless of all the other jamboree and stuff around it.
Okay, back to the continuation of your journey. So now you're witnessing this whole, you're understanding what it takes to be the you're witnessing politics at works.
Not yet. Okay, yes.
No, in terms of from a distance, but in terms of campaigns.
Yes,
so,
campaigns.
Okay, go on.
So this is now end of 2017 to 2018. I mean, end of 2016 into 2017. So
you're still at Company Ali, B. First of all, I love that you say that you're not. I've in the beginning, I was like, man, she should mention what company this are. This are because, if guys know, guys would know. You get. But now it hits me like, for you, the focus isn't the brand recognition of where that you have worked.
It's God.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a consistency to it, in the sense that I might as well have been in Somalia. The story doesn't change.
Yes.
I might as well be in a company that has no name or has a name. The story doesn't change. It's my story with God. It's like the way you can have props. So everything else for me is a prop.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I get into this space now in 2017. And at the beginning of 2017, I begin to hear God saying, there's a position reserved for you in this government. Like, there's something that I'm leading you into. So I'm like, what? I was very comfortable supporting and, you know, giving strength and all that. But then I never saw that coming. And I didn't think it was that soon. So I struggled with it for the longest time. And I remember around May or June that year, I'm praying with friends of mine or people that I used to pray with. And this girl gets up and she tells me the exact same thing. I mean, she didn't know. I hadn't shared with anyone. And she begins to speak over me to say, many things, and then in the middle of it just says, God says there's a position that is reserved for you, you know about it, and it's in this government, and da da da, and she goes on and on. And I just said, Lord, I've heard you. And so I didn't know how it would come. And so I begin to now warm myself up to, okay, we have to get into government. I don't know how this is going to happen. Remember, there's a transition into a new government.
Yes.
So...
And you're still in corporate?
I'm still in corporate.
You're still doing your job.
At this time, by the way, I was the chief operating officer of the group.
Ah, yes.
So I had risen through various ranks. I was doing very well.
You got to see.
I was very comfortable. I was very happy with myself.
You were doing well. I'm not saying you're not doing well.
By the standards of men, yes. I was doing very well.
Like, what?
So this, again, God comes and he's like, adios, girl. We got to get out of here. So.
No, hold on, Sela. You got to COO.
Absolutely, in the group. So it was a big deal. So anyway.
Even me, I didn't know who was interviewed by the standards of men.
Yeah, by the standards of men. So I.
Congrats. That's, I'm, how do I say this? I don't want to at any moment degrade or demeanor what it meant that you were doing. The amount of people and roles and responsibilities that come with that position. That's why it is mind blowing for me.
Yeah.
This talks about my, and first of all, it's just, I want people to understand the kind of skill set that you have. Mm-hmm. How many people, let's just randomly talk about this. Just to show people how much God elevated you.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Let me say this in this way. Sometimes in our humility, Christian humility, you can, it's okay for you, but it can hide the glory of just the what God has done in your life. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah.
So, random converse, how many people are we talking under you?
Okay, to give you an idea, mm-hmm. this is a group of companies that had schools, that had the telecoms operation, which was the largest in Kenya at the time. Supporting Safaricom in terms of network deployment and building masts and all that stuff. One of the biggest. Then we had just got into real estate when affordable housing was starting. There was an interest in technology. So there was like different stuff that was going on. So you have multiple employees or people that are reporting to you at the same time. But for me, it wasn't like a big deal because, you know, I had been there for, this is 2010 to now 2017. I had been there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just needed to, and this is in multiple countries.
Yes. Well, we had scaled down quite a bit because, you know, as the telecom sector began to mature, there was a lot of consolidation that stuff. So you consolidate for your own good as well.
Yeah.
Because of maintaining your profit. Otherwise, you're doing a lot of work, but then for very little money.
But you see, even that understanding and that fact that you've been there for, what, 7 years?
9 at the time.
9 years at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I didn't even know that. Even me, I'm. It's triggered me in a nice way. Not triggered. Triggered is the wrong word. It's like, I'm like, yo! Excellent. Anyway, no problem. Let's.
So... At this time, so when I'm hearing that I'm supposed to transition into government, in one of my conversations after prayer, in fact, it was a Saturday morning after prayer, I just got a sense to mention to Governor Iguru, by the way, I'm interested in government. And at the time, I was aiming for national government, and that's exactly what I told her. This is my sense, and I'm thinking, because I don't have any other understanding of government or even interest or remote thought that I could go anywhere other than national government. So she said, okay, she counseled me on how to go about it and said, okay, let's see, because we had just finished praying. So she told me, let's see what
when
God
you talk
does.
About national government, give me examples of what you meant that you were looking to go
like
into.
Like PS level or state corporation.
Uh-huh.
Basically, federal government, which is like your national, but because you know now at this point we have county governments as well, which is the smaller units in the different counties. So,
by the way, just for the record, I think you'd make an absolutely phenomenal cabinet secretary. I think
I know you've just endorsed, but God bless you.
No, I'm serious. And like, I'm not just endorsing. Like, it's just actually hit me. Like, your experience and everything that you've been through in terms of your understanding of government and your understanding of corporate skills and your understanding of people from ground all the way up, you would kill it. And if any of the presidents watches this, may they endorse you. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I should say that. Hold on. Let's change some batteries. We'll be back. Okay.